95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey!
Oh, sorry. Getting carried away.
Let's start with the most important story of the day. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I tweeted it. And I put it on my Instagram at TheKevinRyder. Ryder is R-Y-D-E-R. A dude in London is sprinting. Bean? Maybe. Is sprinting full speed. And there's three cops behind him. The dude is naked.
Naked.
Completely naked.
Right.
And you just don't see that very often. It's in the middle of the city.
Right.
He's running on a sidewalk.
Right.
And there's a fast cop behind him and kind of a medium fast cop behind him.
He didn't want to catch him. He was like, I don't want to catch that
guy. And then there's like a sort of a porky guy that wasn't going to catch up and he gave up. But play some of the audio because there's somebody that I don't think is with him, but they looked and they saw a naked guy running and they wanted to encourage him. The dude runs all the way down the street, and then the front police guy is catching up, and then he runs across the street.
Right.
Still complete,
in London.
In middle of London, naked.
Right. Did he have a mask at least?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
See, no. Now that would have been cool.
If he's not going to cover anything else,
yeah,
I don't think he's going to think about a mask.
Wait. I love her.
I do too.
That's cool.
Because she looks at it and she's like, okay, I see what's happening here. I'm going to size it up. I'm rooting for the naked guy.
That is when you really don't want to be a cop, because if you're going to tackle him, I mean, if you're going to, you have to tackle this nude dude.
Yes, and the guy in the front is the cop that had to do that, and I was thinking the exact same thing. They go just off out of screen when the cop is catching up to him.
Ah, okay.
Because what I would try and trip him. You know what I mean? I'm not going to try and tackle that
guy.
Absolutely not. Have you ever...
Maybe he's so slippery, too. He's probably all sweaty. He's just going to slip away
from you. Have you ever been caught outside naked?
I haven't been caught outside naked.
Have you ever been outside naked
Seen outside naked, because I used to go to a little nudist thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a place called, and I know some of you will know this, Elysian Fields in Topanga Canyon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And I used to love to hang out there. It was nice.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were comfortable?
I was totally comfortable.
No. This guy wasn't having much fun, though.
No one ever said that.
Well, there were cops on his tail. Right. There were never cops on your tail, probably.
I was hoping, but there never was.
I can't imagine the story behind this, and I haven't seen any news on it. Like, why was he naked?
Right.
Why were they chasing him? I don't have any idea.
What about you? Have you? You been caught naked?
I mean, I didn't get caught. I got seen by the neighbors.
Right.
Was that... I went out of...
Ish?
I went out of my garage, and it locked, and I didn't realize that. So the only door that was open at that point was the back door. And the backyards, where you could see into the neighbor's backyard.
And that's when they suddenly yelled...
And one woman yelled, run! And I thought, I could run, or I could... If I got on all fours...
Right.
Maybe I could sneak by the back,
right,
and they wouldn't notice me.
Why were you naked going out at all outside?
I wish I remembered. So... But the weird thing was, I did look and I saw they were having a barbecue.
Oh, great. Grandma's
there were like 13, 14 people out there.
Oh, man, the new mom with the baby.
So I thought on all fours, I went as fast as I could.
So you were presenting tail is basically what
I
heard. Yes. Hey, look at this.
Yes. And they did. And they started laughing and I was able to finally get in.
Oh, my gosh. That's
being
beautiful.
Caught naked is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take some phone calls from people, especially in this audience, let's be honest.
You like to be naked.
That were caught naked.
Right.
And maybe you weren't necessarily running from the police, but if you were, we're good with that
Or if you just enjoyed being naked outside. What is that about? I mean, what? Elysian Fields, maybe you hung out there in Topanga Canyon.
That's a different topic, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this guy was not happy to be nude at that moment.
Right.
Because he was running from the police.
Right.
I wasn't thrilled to be nude at that moment because of the barbecue.
Right. Did you ever find out the story? Like, how you didn't know why this guy was naked?
No, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
He was just booking it full speed. He was at 100%.
All right. Happened to you? 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about it. Cough it up. 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock. It is Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about this video that I found this morning out of the Sun in London. There was a guy that was running from three police officers, and he was nude, and it was right through the middle of London. Now, I can't imagine. I looked. I couldn't find any real details about the story. I can't imagine how, why, when, where, what was the... How did he get naked? I can't imagine any of those details.
And has this happened to you? I mean, we want to know if you've been chased by the police whilst naked. Hello, KLOS.
One night I was out drinking, partying, and I was near the beach out in Hermosa, and I blacked out, woke up the next morning out on the beach completely naked.
So wait, you woke up not knowing how long you'd been laying there nude?
I was skinny dipping in the water.
Right.
So it's just, I just have some flashbacks up there, and I just passed out, and then I wake up the next morning, it's still dark, and apparently someone gave me a blanket, because I had a blanket with me.
That's nice.
How about that blanket?
You were laying on the beach, any crabs?
See what you did?
Thanks for calling. Hold on a second. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
My name is Deborah. How are you doing?
Wonderful, especially if you were caught naked out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, caught. Huh. I'm sorry it wasn't caught by more people. That's all I can say.
Yay! Good for you!
Everybody else is a guy. Tell us about your story.
Spirit. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I shouldn't claim to be an exhibitionist, but I've been nude in public more than one time or another, either flashing people because I have a full tattooed bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've shown people in public my breasts, for one, because they're completely 100% tattooed. And so for me, it's almost like showing you my new bathing suit.
Right, right.
But before I had that, it was a New Year's Eve, and it was about to turn midnight, and I just wanted to do something that was to release everything, every inhibition, everything from the old year. So I stripped naked, and as cold as it was, I ran the street two blocks back and forth, screaming at the top of my lungs. People were coming out of their homes to watch. It was like I was the parade. And my skin was really warm. So I was saying, touch me. Touch me. Feel how warm my skin is.
I think I'm going to have to move into your neighborhood. Thank you very much for calling. That's beautiful. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Hi.
I love your film from the 70s.
you were caught naked?
I was caught naked.
Okay.
It wasn't even my own house. I was staying in a friend's house, trying to get a towel after a shower, so I had to walk through the house, and they said the extra towels were in the garage. So I walked from the kitchen to the garage, and the door to the kitchen from the garage slammed and locked behind me.
And that sounds exactly what happened to you, Kevin.
By the way, I would have done the same thing. I would have told you, you know what, towels? Oh, I'm sorry, they're in the garage.
That's just vicious. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about you getting caught naked outside. 818-955-KLOS.
Nice. That was great. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock.
How about that? Straight up new Cheap Trick, man.
Yes.
And you can totally hear that Cheap Trick sound in there. Their name of the new album is In Another World. It's going to be out April 9th. And right now they're giving away some merch on their various social platforms. So go support them. Light up the fire is what that's called. Great stuff from Cheap Trick.
I agree. We are talking about people who got caught naked. I don't know why this guy in London was being chased by police, but he was nude completely.
And we wanted to see if you have been.
From the front.
Right.
They blurred him.
Aw.
But not for very
Nothing
long,
for the
which tells me, you know, a little something.
Right.
But anyway, we don't know why. But
it was
we are
a very small blur dot.
We are taking calls at 818-955-KLOS. Who's this?
Been caught out naked?
Yeah, my name is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Nude?
Hey, what?
Nude right now?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay.
So I was in Vegas with my buddies, and we had a wonderful night drinking, get back to the hotel room, and I asked my buddies, hey, you dare me to run down the hallway with my boxers on my head? And they're like, yeah, heck yeah. So, you know, I run out the hallway, start knocking on all the doors, banging on the doors, screaming, you know, at 4 yeah. o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I come back to my room, and like good friends should, they locked me out.
They locked the door. Yeah. That's the right thing to do. Yeah.
So you didn't think to shove a key somewhere before you left?
No. I ended up passing out on the ground. They waited about 10 minutes for this. Well, everyone was looking at me down the hallway. They dragged me dead weight back into the hotel room with carpet burns all over my face.
Always keister a key. I've always said that.
Yeah. Now, you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so I'm not sure why you're sharing with KLOS today, but thank you.
You're very welcome.
Right on, man.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's great to hear both of you on the radio, man. I love hearing you
thank
guys
you.
Back
Thanks.
On the radio.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, man. I'm very happy that Kevin is here as well. Hey, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name's Eric. Yeah. So I was like 18 years old, and I was at a friend's party, and she had those parents that were like trying to be the cool parents. So I get absolutely blacked out at this party, right? And I look outside, and I see all this steam coming from outside, and I'm like, no way. So I just rip off my clothes, jump in the hot tub, and just hang out there, just me and my bottle of Jägermeister. And everyone starts coming out like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing this. What are you guys doing? They kicked me out of the house and called my parents.
That didn't end as happy as I thought
yeah,
it would.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a bottle of Jaeger is involved. You're always screwed.
Correct.
It was great, man. And the best thing is I still know most of the people that were there, and I still hear about it to this day.
And you should.
Right on, man. Thank you very much for calling. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, Slog, it's Thomas.
What's happening, Thomas?
Hey, I was working security at a school downtown 4 years ago. Some first session was letting out, and this lady started walking toward the entrance, stripping off her clothes.
Oh!
Yes, go on.
I mean, she was a big old girl, and she was just screaming, it's hot, it's hot, and all the kids were coming out. We had to direct them back in. Police were right there on the spot, and she just ran down, bare-ass naked, running the whole block, and she was like at least three bills.
And did she work there, or is she just someone wandering in, losing her mind?
I think she was a parent that had gotten a little bit too much of the...
Oh, man.
Can you imagine for a second being a kid...
That's your mom.
...walking out of school and seeing mom running naked?
God.
Oh, my God. I'd have to move to another state. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. And tomorrow morning on Heidi and Frank,
yep.
We start things off at 6 a.m. with Who's Going to Hell.
That is a great game.
It's
intense as hell.
The way to start things off.
Yeah.
That's the way you should do it.
It's just like, you know, and it's funny because I'll sit in their office sometimes when they're coming up with those and they'll read them off to one another and they're like, no, we can't. Yes. Okay, wait, that's horrible? Oh, it definitely has to go on.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to pick the worst stuff.
Yep. So that is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow morning.
On this little KLOS thing.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I was getting there. I don't know if you saw this story, and it's a hot topic of people still not wanting to wear masks and not believing that it's real, that COVID's real. Because I had it twice.
Yeah, that's right. You did.
And the second time was brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a story out of Canada, of all places, where a guy went into a store and they said, look, you have to have a mask on to come into the store. And the guy said, I'm not putting a mask on. And they said, okay, you can not have a mask on, but you need to leave the store.
Right.
And he said, I'm not leaving the store. And then this all went down.
You guys aren't the police. You're nothing. You're
like
five camera a brawl Sorry. Between staff and a customer without a mask. This video taken by a bystander at a Canadian Tire store in Burnaby as he is swarmed by security guards.
Good evening. Police are investigating that heated confrontation, and the video will play a significant role.
As CTV St. John Alexander reports, the customer who wouldn't wear a mask could be facing charges.
Aisle 17 in a busy Canadian Tire Monday night.
17.
A man was not wearing a mask, was not going to, and was refusing to leave.
Hold on. How's there a tire store in Canada that has 17 aisles?
17, seriously.
You are going to remove your hands from my
Video shows five staff members trying to subdue the man, one of them holding a pair of handcuffs. By now, Burnaby Mounties were on their way, called because staff members had allegedly been assaulted.
There's something about the word Mounties.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
That doesn't strike fear in your heart.
No, it really doesn't.
Oh, the Mounties are on their way.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's nice. Oh.
Those are nice little fellows.
Originally, and from the statements, is that he did punch some of the staff.
Some of the staff?
Yes. I do believe it was more than one person in an effort to not be escorted out of the store.
Right here, breathe! Put your hand behind your back.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, he doesn't sound very sober, first of all.
First of all, he's a huge dude.
Oh, really?
He's probably 200 pounds plus 200 pounds of alcohol. That's probably what he's... I mean, how badly do you need to be in a tire store, for God's sakes?
Right.
And the other thing is, I'm not a fan of a middle-aged white guy using the words, I can't breathe.
Right.
Because they weren't choking him.
Right. Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Okay. Like Floyd thing?
Yeah.
That's a guy dying.
Trying to push
some
buttons
really
quick.
That's a guy being murdered.
Right.
This guy's just throwing that out because he sort of has a hold around his head.
Right.
But you know what he can do? Breathe. So keep those words out of your mouth.
Right.
All right, continue.
Now, at the front of the store, staff and the man are still struggling. Mounties are looking for more footage. What happened before this video was taken and whether this is excessive is part of the investigation.
We'll find out. I can't say whether there was too much force or not enough force or the perfect amount of force until we know all the information.
No, I will not leave your store.
But already another video has surfaced, posted on Facebook by a user named Chris Ivany. It appears to have been taken moments earlier.
Get out of the store. Hey, you're done. Get out of the store.
Don't touch me.
You don't get to punch up, buddy.
I didn't punch you.
Get out of the store.
He's punching like multiple people.
The same user posted this, claiming he was kicked out of Metrotown Mall for being loud.
Take off your face diapers. They're useless. COVID-19 is a hoax.
I wish it was.
Oh, same.
That would be wonderful. Nobody's
touching you. When Mounties arrived at Canadian Tire, the man was taken into custody.
St. John joins us.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that would be news to Brian Allen, our pal, who passed away from COVID just the other day. Dude, we
look, there's one thing to doubt the government.
Right.
And if you honestly don't believe you need a mask, I think you're an idiot, but it's your right.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't need to go put that in people's faces and start punching employees.
Right.
Because that's their policy.
There's always been a we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
Yes.
Why has that become like a
question? So that guy goes in and just goes, no one touch me. And then he starts throwing bombs and it just all falls apart.
Yeah.
There were five guys trying to wrestle him down.
Right.
But look, the Mounties took care of it in that case. So maybe we could have them come down and take care of stuff here.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Well, let me just say, having COVID sucks.
Yeah.
Really bad.
And you're not really even over it at this point. You're still pretty exhausted. I mean, it's still
fatiguing a few things.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to, but you may pay for that. That's
right.
All.
Right. Right.
Hope you don't.
Or other folk.
I would not wish that on anybody. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that was fun.
Yes, good times.
Thanks for sharing.
The Mounties took care of it. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Man, do I love that song.
I do, too.
It's so good.
I do, too.
Joyous Wolf. They are local. 95.5 KLOS. Oh, you said that.
I did say that, yeah.
They are local, and I can't wait to see them live.
I can't wait to see anyone live.
Coming back.
That'll be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Casey Bishop. Do you know that name?
Yeah.
She's the 15-year-old that sang a cappella on American Idol. And basically blew everyone away.
And then sang what a cappella? That's what's crazy.
Yeah, agreed. She sang Live Wire.
A little Motley Crue on
a cappella.
That is awesome.
Which is crazy.
You know, there's I guess guitar sales are way up, especially with younger kids at this point in time.
Because they have time at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're really learning. Jasmine Jams, have you heard of her? We've got this local girl, Jasmine Starr, that's been...
The guitarist?
Yep.
Yeah.
Showing up on KLOS.com and playing some amazing stuff. I mean, they're just learning because they got all this time how to play, and then they're going for the rock, which rules.
Yeah, agreed.
You got to take a listen to it. What's her name again?
Her name is Casey Bishop.
And this was on American Idol.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, I don't have any performing experience, really. Most of the people that know that I love to sing are my friends. That's pretty much it.
Well, who do you listen to?
I listen to Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sublime, and then I love blues. Ella Fitzgerald.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. I love rock, though.
Well, what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to be singing Live Wire by Motley Crue. Oh,
okay. Surprising.
Awesome.
All right. Give it to
us. I don't think we've ever heard that song on this.
We have not heard this. It's the first.
That means we're going to be paying attention.
And you're going to do it. And you're going to do it a cappella. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. I'll either break his face or take down his legs. Give him my ways, I will. Go for the throat and never let loose, going in for the kill. Take my fist and break down walls. 'cause I'm on top tonight. Oh no, you better turn me loose. You better set me free, 'cause I'm a high young and running free. Little bit better than I used to be, 'cause I'm alive. Like fire, 'cause I'm alive. I'm alive, fire.
Wish we had talent.
You better lock me down. I'm on the prowl tonight. Will be mine tonight. 'Cause I'm alive.
All right.
Wow. You know, when that starts showing up on those kind of talent shows, you know, there's some interesting rock coming our way.
No kidding. What a choice for her, 15 years old.
Here's what she was singing, Motley Crue, 95.5 KLS. Southern California's rock station.
Break his face to take down his legs. Give him my ways, I will.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Go for the throat and never let loose. Going in for the kill. Take my fist and break down walls. I'm on top tonight. Oh no, you better turn me loose. You better set me free, 'cause I'm a high young and running free. Little bit better than I used to be, 'cause I'm alive.
Casey Bishop.
Crazy.
We need to talk to her. We need to get her
on. And she
on
didn't
here.
Pick Friday to sing. She picked a Motley Crue song.
Motley Crue!
I love that.
We love you.
Foo Fighters on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo. What is your favorite dispensary, Kevin? Where do you purchase your marijuana weed?
I don't remember the name of it. It's by my house.
Yeah. I know. I only recently figured out what the name of mine was. Yeah. And I was happy to see it's on the list of only about 185 dispensaries in Los Angeles County, about less than half that are considered, quote, legal, unquote, operating properly within the parameters.
Why are they not all legal?
It's a really weird gray area. I mean, the whole thing technically is still federally illegal, though, here in California. Right on, man. As well you should.
And the banks are federal banks, right?
Yeah, there's
so
your problem.
So the dispensaries can't give their money to the banks, because then the banks get in trouble for
taking in illicit cash.
Yes.
Yes. Between like 2005 and 2018, they were trying to regulate the entire industry, but they didn't really want to, the politicians involved and whatever, because it's still technically federally illegal.
Why is it still technically federally illegal?
The man says no from
There's
Washington.
35 states, District Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico, all have it legal.
Man, we're heading that way. I mean, we're going to be totally, clearly, eventually.
Right, we should have been that way 20 years ago.
Oh, my God, it should have never been. It's insane. But the thing that really kind of bugs me about this in particular is that these stores that are considered not exactly operating within the law, when they bust them, and they do, mm-hmm. they will show up and still occasionally bust them. It's usually in the not, you know, super, like the cash neighborhoods or whatever. The people, the employees, who make nothing, get arrested. They're the ones. The security guard, the guy that's keeping everybody safe with the
what
cash.
What did they get arrested for?
Selling weed, man. Illegally. You're not doing it right. It's not okay. And those people who make no money go to jail and got to cough up like $5,000. They ain't got that to get out and all that sort of stuff. Get a fine. It's like a fine or a
whatever.
Yeah, so I was kind of happy to see that my place, Kush Farm, over in Van Nuys by the airport, is on the list. Yeah, write it down. It's a great little place. They actually made the list. I was surprised. I'm like, oh, there's no way.
I'm guessing mine wouldn't.
Yeah, really. But so I just think that anybody that is, you know, if you're going to hit the store or whatever, just make sure it's on your list or be careful still. They're not arresting customers, apparently, because it's okay for you to have it on you in the state of California.
Is it okay for you to buy it?
Standing there watching you or whatever, that might become a weird thing. But I mean, of course,
they're standing there watching you. You have bigger
problems.
They're
coming in with gas. Right. Hey, what are you doing over there? Hey, you notice I have a badge? Yeah, but they're coming in with guns drawn in case of some time.
Man, oh
yeah,
man.
It's just a pisser.
So dumb.
Come on.
That's
it's 2021, and we all need to chill out a little bit. Leave those people alone. 95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Say that's their most well-received song. Like they
is just, that right?
Yeah.
In just, concert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
There. Yeah, from AC/DC.
Interesting.
So
it would be tough to pick a favorite AC/DC song.
Oh, it's not possible, yeah. I don't think. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I just love every one of them. I'm going to play like 15 more Motley Crue songs next hour. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, you did
that?
Play a lot of Motley Crue this last hour.
Yeah, whatever.
You may have gotten a little carried away with that.
Yeah, you know.
I have insomnia, so hopefully in the next hour,
you do?
We can get some help.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I wake up every half hour.
Because you used to get up at 4 in the morning for 30 years.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
And now you don't have to go to bed until 4 in the morning, so your body is screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the COVID times, too.
So. But I'm saying just in regular life, going to sleep and staying to sleep is really difficult for some people.
Right.
And so some people come up with tricks that work.
Oh.
And I'm going to need some of those.
Yeah.
Because vodka's not doing it. I got to be honest.
I love that your favorite drink is vodka. That's my drink of choice. You get them giant bottles or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels kind of lame. I got to be honest. We're vodka guys.
Yeah, it is. It is very
kind of lame.
Super lame. All right. So if you have some sort of insomnia cure.
Yes. Cure, trick.
Be ready to call us.
Superstition.
Mm.
Whatever you got.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in the next hour here on KLOS.
And jot this number down. Spray paint it on your walls. 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Warm milk. That's your solution
to
what you're
going to
talk about now.
That is the stupidest thing. It is.
Useless.
That's the stupidest thing.
Counting sheep.
I have insomnia, and it's really sometimes worse than others. And you try everything.
Sure.
You really do try everything.
Some things you have tried include?
I mean, last night, I was wide awake. I couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, God,
I sat there and I was like, okay, people say that you need to meditate. So I started meditating. Not in a dumb way like that, but trying to sort of focus on your body and relaxing every part of your body.
Sure.
Wide awake. So then I tried really soft music. Maybe that would help.
So KLOS.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then reading a book.
Mm.
Maybe that would help.
No.
It doesn't.
None of this crap works for
me. Do you know you're supposed to get 7 hours of sleep? If you don't get 7 hours of sleep,
there's 8 hours.
It's 7 for adults.
Oh, okay.
Now, at least.
Do you know that I sometimes... I'm not okay unless I sleep at least... Yeah, 7 hours. There are times I will sleep almost like 19 hours occasionally.
Oh,
I'll stay up for an insanely long time.
That, for me, is an incredible dream. Because I could never sleep that long.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
when
so
when I was
great.
A teenager, I did it a lot. I had the windows blacked out, and I would stay up with friends.
Sure, had vampire hours,
but
of course.
Totally, 100%.
You stop eating by 7. That's what everybody says. Don't have any caffeine after noon.
No.
Okay, barely drink alcohol.
No.
Stop it. The pandemic, you don't get as much exercise, so exercise more. Listen, I've tried all of this stuff, and it just doesn't seem to help.
New mattress?
I haven't tried a new mattress.
It's actually a mattress plug. We're going to sell a mattress to you today.
I didn't realize that's what this was.
I had not had a new one in about 12 years, which is not good. And now I have a new one, and I'm sleeping like a baby.
Are you really?
Yes. Like, it's so
comfortable. You need a new mattress.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. That's for sure.
There's a doctor named Dr. Harvey Karp, and he has 5 things that help babies sleep.
Oh.
And now there's a big article saying, hey, maybe adults can.
Why not? They're human.
Right.
Yeah.
Swaddle is the first one. There's 5 S's.
Swaddle.
Yes.
The 5 S's.
There's 5 S's.
That'll put you to sleep.
And one of them is, you know, like having a weighted blanket. Have you ever tried that? A weighted blanket?
No, but that would bug me.
Same.
I got to be free.
Sleep on your side or in a stomach position. Can't do either.
I do both and it doesn't matter. It doesn't help me go to sleep.
You make me so angry. Shush.
Yeah, shut up.
Which means white noise. Like
white noise helps me. If I stay in a hotel and I can't find a fan or something to turn on,
same.
I can't sleep.
Same. Man. But I try that.
Yeah.
Swing is another one that they say for babies, which is basically motion. You walk around and you sort of give the motion.
That isn't going to put me to sleep.
And the last one sucked. That does help. But I'm just saying.
Yes. It does? Oh, that's so cute. I'm like, I gotta see you in a hammock swing.
No, I was making a sex joke. All right, listen.
Woo!
That stuff doesn't help.
Right. No, that's useless.
It just doesn't help. Yeah. I don't know. Everybody gives you the normal, I've heard this, I read from.
Yeah.
People have insomnia it's brutal.
It is. It's terrible.
Wake up every 15, 20 minutes.
Brain needs to shut off. You have to, or you just start turning into Kevin.
You turn into me, yeah. Nobody wants that. So if you have That's tips, terrible. You have insomnia, maybe you figured something out that helps you.
Yeah, please.
Or you have superstitions.
Yeah,
who right? knows? Whatever it is, if you have some help, give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS. In fact, someone's on the line now. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, so on Kevin's suggestion.
Yeah,
sleeping.
Getting some sleep.
Yep.
Dude, so 600 milligram edibles. Eat two of those. Two of those rascals. And then one melatonin pill, and you'll be out all night.
You don't need a melatonin pill if you're taking 1,200 milligrams of edibles.
Unless you don't have to be up until next Tuesday.
I took that much in edibles one night, and we had a breakfast show the next morning.
Oh.
And I don't remember a single thing from it.
That was probably an amazing. Where's that tape of that broadcast?
Not a single thing.
Okay, man.
I was higher than that guy, but it's not possibly much higher than that guy.
All right, so let's hear your solutions. What do you got? Put this guy to sleep. Maybe you do it on the air. That'd be good.
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
818-955-KLOS. Nobody's actually suggested hashish yet, which is a fave of mine. 95.5 KLOS.
I should use my hash pipe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't thought of that.
What are you looking for?
Suggestions on how to sleep.
Because you've got insomnia.
Yes, that aren't the normal ways that everybody says, oh, yeah, I get melatonin. Shut up.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
It just doesn't
help. 818-955-KLOS. Do you have a suggestion?
I sure do.
All right.
So I also have that problem, and I found Xanax to be the solution.
You said Xanax?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But you know what else I tried the other night? I heard someone else mention something about marijuana. I had a gummy, and it was only 10 whatever.
10 milligrams, yeah.
Okay, 10 milligrams. I ate half of one of those, and I slept all night.
Wow. So it was sort of new to you. You don't do a lot of marijuana.
I don't, unfortunately. So, but Xanax knocks me out. And also, I just have to say, I'm so happy to hear you guys on the radio together. You've made my life so happy now.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very
that's
much.
That's very nice. You have some Xanax?
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. 818-955-KLOS. You know how to put Kevin to sleep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's the Slug Monstrosity and Kevin of Bean fame. I don't know what that means.
Doesn't even make sense.
No, that's pretty bad.
I'm just trying to figure out how to sleep for people who have insomnia.
It's the worst thing in the world. Worst. There's nothing worse than laying there, turning and tossing, and we're hoping maybe you have a solution. 818-955-KLOS. Do you have something for us?
Hey, what up, man? My name's Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what up, guy? Hey, so you're having trouble sleeping?
Yeah.
All right, so you know how they have cut fruits, right?
Cut fruits?
With a cup grapefruit and cover it with honey and eat that before bed.
What? Grapefruit covered with honey. Okay, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, thanks for calling. Kevin, I got to tell you, when I was a kid, I was really good at getting on the radio and giving insane advice. Like they would, I mean, I was like 10 and I was saying, well, you should probably pour a bunch of sugar at the bottom of your door.
So you just make it up.
Yeah, just to get on the radio. Hey, I hit that pretty quick. That was good. Hi, KLOS. I'm not sure that one, but give it a try. I want to know if that works. Hi, who's this? I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Mike from Parker Plumbing.
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
Yeah, I heard about your dilemmas going on with the sleeping disorders.
Yes, sir. What do you got?
I have found, watched something pretty funny.
Funny.
Now, this is going to sound kind of stupid in a way, but I go back to my childhood and I watch Looney Tunes cartoons.
Hmm.
Three Stooges, something that makes me laugh. Woody Woodpecker, the one that really gets me is Tom and Jerry.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
I've never heard of that, but I'd be willing to try it.
Yeah, try it. See, yeah. What would you watch? What would be the show you'd watch?
South Park.
From your childhood?
Yes. Right
on. Thanks for calling in, dude. Hey, KLOS, who's this?
Kevin and Sluggo, it's Michael from Irvine.
Good morning! Hey, 20 minutes after the hour, glad to have you along for the ride.
What's happening, Michael?
What's happening, dude?
Well, I'll tell you, I have some of this insomnia stuff, and one of these friends gave me some of this tobacco called Indica, and boy, I woke up still holding the pipe.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And when he ain't slipping knots, Corey Taylor's doing Samantha's Gone. That's his new thing. And that is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Nice rocking song there. I like that.
So, I like that too.
You are still wide awake every single day. When was the last time you really had a good night's sleep, actually?
Month.
Wow. Damn.
8 months ago.
818, help this man, please. If you have a solution on insomnia, your little home remedy, 818-955-KLOS. Hello, you have something?
Bonnie Bray.
Bonnie, what do you got for us to put Kevin to sleep forever? I mean, for one night.
My answer was going to be stop smoking crack.
Stop smoking crack.
Not acceptable.
He's not gonna be able to.
I'm not
do
gonna
that.
Bend on that one. Sorry.
Damn.
Thanks for calling. Hey, KLOS, who's this?
How you doing? It's Brian. I got stuff that'll put Kevin out, man. I got this product called Shut Eye. I'll send you guys some samples.
I'm sorry, what's the name of it?
Shut
Eye. Shut Eye.
What is it?
It's a nutraceutical that made to tone you down and put you down.
Yeah, what's it made out of besides arsenic? What are you trying to give Kevin other than arsenic?
Yeah, and describe put you down.
That sounds a little intense.
I only want to go down for a night. I'm not looking to be put down permanently.
Wait, you want to go down for a night?
Gut health. So gut health triad, and part of it's the shut eye that kind of, they have happy caps that give you the lift in the morning. And then they got shut-eye to help you go to bed.
Listen, send us whatever you got. We'll try it.
Yeah, man. THX 1138 for the win.
We'll send it on down.
Right on, man. Thank you, man. Thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. Well, you got something to put this guy out?
I do. It's brand new, and I just used it, and it works.
Oh,
you need to wear socks.
I'm sorry. I thought you said you need to wear socks.
You need to wear socks in bed.
Wait, what do you mean it's new?
Never heard of before.
Well, I don't know. I just tried it. But it's supposed to, when your feet get warm, it like dilates the blood vessels there and it sends signals to your brain that it's time to go to sleep.
I can't do that. I have to have totally bare feet or I can't sleep at all. In fact, I don't
have any idea. Well, I'll try it.
Yeah, why not?
There's no downside.
Yeah.
But
what's your
loose
name?
Socks, not tight, not like tight compression socks.
Did you say blue socks?
No, loose.
Oh, loose.
No, loose.
Yeah.
Blue socks.
Blue sock. Only blue ones.
I was like, oh,
it's
kind of
weird,
crazy.
But it's scientific.
But I'll give you some blue socks.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. I bet you have super cute socks you wear to bed every night. I love that.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
My name is Jake.
Jake, you got a sleeping solution?
Yeah, dude, I do, actually.
All right.
So what helps me is taking a warm shower or a hot shower, eating a big bowl of popcorn, and then masturbating. I'm trying to sound funny, but it helps, bro.
Dude, honestly, and thank you for calling. I have to agree. I mean, that does actually, knock you out.
I mean, look.
Don't start now. Just to throw this out there,
yep.
One of the last things that almost happened before everything shut down was Ozzy was going to do a sit-down with KLOS at the Viper Room and was going to be this big, we're going to have just a few people that had won their way in. And then he was like, I don't know, this COVID thing is starting to get kind of serious.
This is just another thing that COVID canceled?
And what a really, I'm so happy that Ozzy, of all people, I want him out there,
Agreed.
He's an older fellow. He's had a couple things go on in his life. So
a few.
I'm glad he stayed safe. It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Tomorrow morning on the Heidi and Frank show, who's going to hell at 6 a.m.?
Woo, that's a rough one sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. It seems like they should choose more than one sometimes.
Rack them all up.
That is tomorrow morning.
And, so also the Daenerosaurus Rex is still out wandering around, and in just a matter of moments, we'll give you the next word to text to him. Write it down now. 68255 is the number to text Tyrannosaurus Rex. Daenerosaurus Rex.
Yes,
right. This is what I was looking for right here. Powered by Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. For official contest rules, visit 955KLOS.com.
955KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin Ryder and Sluggo.
Yo, afternoon.
I don't know if you saw what I tweeted, but there was a guy running through London, nude, being chased by cops, three cops. And he was running as fast as, his life depended on it.
Right.
And the front...
He's being chased by bobbies who are going to grab him.
Yes.
Right.
And the front cop was kind of keeping up with him. The second one sort of gave up, and the third one just
sat down and had a smoke.
That's where I'd be with him, man. I don't want to grab some naked, greasy, like totally, you know, sweating guy.
And you hear a woman go, run! She sees what's happening and she yells, run! And it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Have you ever gone streaking? Young Kevin?
I don't think so.
I did once with a couple of friends when I was like 16, but it was like at 3 in the morning in our neighborhood, and it was like, you know, yeah, there was nobody out. No, it was pointless.
What's the point of
it? Was pointless, except that we just say that we did it. It was really pointless.
I got in trouble with the police for mooning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was
where was this?
That was a sweet little time in my life. It was in Phoenix when I was
you presented
young.
Your bottom to somebody.
I did, right. To the police, actually.
No, to the police!
Yeah, I mean, it may have been a bad choice.
And did they tackle you, too, like the bumpies
in
England?
No, they did not. No, but seeing a guy running right through London naked is one of the funniest things that I may have seen. Yeah, we're going to take some phone calls on you were nude in public. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You know, Dave Grohl and his mom are doing a TV show. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he and his mom. She wrote a book called From Cradle to Stage, Stories from Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars.
Which was a great book.
Yes.
Really good, yeah.
And they are going to bring it to, what is it?
Don't tell me they're going to musical numbers and dance.
Paramount Plus.
Nice.
He and his mother, Virginia, are bringing the non-scripted series based on her book to... They're going to tell special stories about special relationships between rock stars and their moms.
And they're going to have, like, artists that get along with their moms.
Yes.
On and, oh, that's
I mean,
awesome.
I would hope so.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It would be much worse if they didn't get along with their moms.
When does that start?
Soon. There's no date when
it
starts.
Right, right, so they're working on it now.
I assume it'll happen soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool. 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. 95.5. I'm shorting out. Call Bean, by the way. Let's just prank call Bean because it's the middle of the night in England, right? I wanted to start bothering Bean. I think we should bother Bean.
Yeah, he'd love that.
Right?
He'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brr, brr,
brr, brr.
It was on this day in rock in 1969 when the Jimi Hendrix Experience played their very last British performance at Royal Albert Hall. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Sluggo and Kevin. What's on this phone? What are you showing me? What's this video?
Oh, awesome.
I can watch it 100 times in a row.
Oh, my God, that's funny. You've been talking about this nude guy running through London all day. I really want to know the story, the final outcome on why he was doing that. I also want to shout out a couple of people who are following us on social media. Thank you for doing that. The kind things you've been saying. There's a few ways you can get a hold of us. I am at Sluggo Doug.
I am at the Kevin Ryder.
And then there's, of course, at Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Nope, just at Kevin and Sluggo.
Just at Kevin and Sluggo.
Show. I'm not positive.
But Aaron Kinney, I hate to correct people, you know, it's just terrible. Heidi and Frank in the morning are great. That is absolutely true. And now we have Kevin and Sluggo for the afternoon. KLOS is doing it right. Nope, half of it's right.
Aaron. All right.
But Aaron, thank you.
They got the warnings right.
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking about ways to get sleep if you have insomnia. And Bad Dog Marley wrote 120 milligrams, which that guy called and said that you should have edibles, 120 milligrams. That would put me to sleep for 3 days. I need to be able to get back up.
You don't have to get up in the morning anymore.
No,
though.
That's kind of
nice, right? Ryan said he was talking to actually Bob Saget when Bob Saget called in the other day. Really scraping the bottom of the barrel there, Bob. Couldn't find somebody who's relevant to this century. Just kidding. We still love you. And remember, no cursing on the radio.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Which brings me to this one from Alan. He says, does the FCC know about you and Sluggo being on the air together?
I hope not. Eric Johnson tweeted at me, is Ralph no longer the new guy? He's called in a couple of times. He's no longer the new guy. When did that happen? I miss the old days sometimes.
That was, I think he started in 1997 ish.
And here we are on day five of the show. Day five, ladies and gentlemen. And he's no longer the new guy.
We played a new Cheap Trick song that was great.
So great.
And Tim tweeted, damn, that was Cheap Trick. Holy moly, Sluggo Doug, and Kevin Ryder. It rocks. And then Potter Mom said, apparently Tim and Kevin speak the same language because I have no idea what this means.
And Dana caught the show the other day. What a flashback. That was really confusing. confusing. Liked hearing you both. Way to go. And I said, we love to confuse and annoy.
That's our goal.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin Ryder and Sluggo.
Man, I think it's a perfect song to play there. Good riddance. Get out. We're going to do that. We're going to make rave for Greg Beharrell. So you're going to, what time are you going to try and crawl into bed tonight, Kevin?
I am going to take some grapefruit and I'm going to put some honey on it.
Yeah, you were reading that
then
that might.
Put some socks on.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go to bed at about.
Blue socks. Make sure they're blue socks. Yeah. Right. We were taking calls on what Kevin could do for his insomnia, and apparently grapefruit you have now found online might actually really truly help.
I don't know. What I found online was they say grapefruit pretty much helps everything.
Wow. That okay.
So does it, or do people just say that?
Right. Now let's take a few more calls, see if anybody else has any more suggestions for Kevin's insomnia. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, my name's Dean.
What's happening, Dean?
Try some sleepy time tea.
Boo.
With a couple shots of whiskey.
Yay!
And some melatonin.
Can I just go with the whiskey?
Hey, that works for me sometimes.
All right, perfect. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude. Hey, it's KLOS.
Hey, I got a solution for going to sleep.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter, yeah. You take a tablespoon of it. It's loaded with tryptophan. And it helps you lose weight while you're sleeping.
This is not true. There's no way it helps you lose weight while you're sleeping.
Yeah, you're right.
I looked it up.
All right, look, I'll try it.
Apparently, one of the best bedtime foods is peanut butter on a bagel.
Yeah, I think that might make sense because sometimes when I'm really high, I don't even think about it. I go and eat some peanut butter, and within 10 minutes or so, I do go to sleep. And I can't sleep. And then I have never thought about that. That's very interesting.
You're a genius. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, name's Kevin, by the way, so from one Kevin to the other.
Kevin B. Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.